let us sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm 18. And we're singing the opening verses. Verses 1 to 5, Psalm 18. Thee will I love, O Lord, my strength, my fortress is the Lord. And to verse 5, to God's praise and glory. Join together in prayer. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, we pray that the psalm that we have been singing would be the real expression of our hearts, that we would love the Lord, that he would be the strength of our heart, the consolation every day of our lives, the living friend, the great King who reigns over us, the great Saviour who redeems us, the Father who cares for us as a father cares for his children. He remembers that we are dust and that we are frail, that we are destined to die, that our days are few upon the earth and full of uncertainty and full of trouble, and full of all the ills that all flesh is heir to. And we acknowledge, Heavenly Father, that in many areas of our lives we bring trouble upon ourselves because of our foolishness, downright stupidity in things that we say and do, and things that we leave unsaid and undone. And we acknowledge, O God, that we make life difficult for ourselves very often, and we make life difficult for others also, that we have all contributed to the sufferings of this present time, and that there are perhaps sins of omission on our part that have left a great deal of unhappiness and uncertainty in the lives of others. And then there are those sins of commission in which we have offended against God's people and contributed to the destruction of churches. We are so fond of preening ourselves and priding ourselves, and imagine almost that wisdom is going to die with us, and that we are well in with the Lord, when perhaps we may be walking largely in blindness and leading others astray, foolish, blind, leading the blind. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that there is no sin that we have not committed, perhaps in thought or in word, if not in action, and perhaps even in action also. Who knows what mischief we would conjure up and engage in. And we acknowledge, O God, the reality of common grace, which restrains us from publicly breaking out into the natural depravity of our fallen and corrupted nature. And that special saving grace, O God, which not only prohibits us from breaking out, but also constrains us to close in with Christ and to cleave to him and to walk in his light all our days, listening to his word. We confess, O God, that sometimes we do not listen very well to the word. We acknowledge that sometimes we leave the scriptures laid aside, unopened, unattended, unread. And we confess, Heavenly Father, that that is why we are so ignorant of God and of his ways. And by this time, as the writer to the Hebrews reminds those to whom he was writing, by the time he was writing, they ought to have been teachers of others. But they were so dull of hearing, they had become dull of hearing. A gradual accretion of dullness and deafness, and a gradual backsliding into coldness of heart. And this is the terrible tendency, O God, and we need supplies of grace constantly. We need to be waking up always, as Paul appeals to the Ephesians, to arise, those that are sleeping, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. And this is a cry that comes down through the centuries to all of us by implication. And so as we gather here this morning again, O God, around the Holy Scriptures, we acknowledge that the Word of God is sweet. It is good for our souls, are good for our salvation, good for our life. It is good to know Jesus Christ. And where would we be in ignorance of him? Where would we be, O God, if there was no gospel? We pray that we would never take the gospel for granted, never presume upon it as an inevitability. We recognize, Lord, that there are many places in the world that do not have the gospel. And before the gospel came into the world in all its fullness with Christ, there were whole vast areas of the world that had never heard of such a thing as the gospel. Christianity was unknown, and it is hard for us to imagine what it would be like to live in a world where the name of Christ was never known, never mentioned, no Bible to read, no preachers of the gospel to preach the apostolic doctrine. And so this morning we give thanks again, and we pray that we truly would appreciate the Lord's day and the opportunities of it and the opening up of the Lord's word, and that we would evaluate this day as a great privilege. Whatever in the past we have done with the Lord's Day or the Lord's Word, we pray that today and from henceforth we would value as sweeter and more precious than gold, as the psalmist did, sweet to his taste, a light to his path, a lamp unto his feet, the consolation to him in the days of his pilgrimage, a way in which he could become wiser than his enemies, and in which he could walk in God's ways, taught by the word of the Lord, that could give him life and life-giving direction and life-giving impetus in life, the newness of life, the hunger for the word of God, the thirsting for the doctrines of Christ. Blessed are those, O Lord, who hunger and thirst after righteousness. And as our Lord Jesus Christ reminded the woman at the well, that those who drink of earthly waters will always thirst again, but those who drink of the water of life that he will give will never thirst again. And so we pray that we would thirst in a sense and be satisfied, but thirst again, always, because the well of water welling up within us, a well of everlasting, purifying, satisfying drink of the gospel. And so we give thanks, Heavenly Father, for this another opportunity to gather around the open scriptures and to hear God speaking to us. And we pray that we would listen well and learn well in order to live well, in order to live godly, in order to die well. So hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. Grant us the Holy Spirit, grant us mercy, wash us in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, God's dear Son. Grant that we would be wrapped up, as it were, in the bundle of life which is in Christ Jesus. O God, this is our need, this is our prayer, this is our desire, may it be our delight. This we pray for God's glory, always for God's glory. And this we pray always through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for his dear sake we pray. Amen. Now we're going to read in Paul's letter to the Ephesians in chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. We're reading from the beginning to the end. In Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, this mystery which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. To the intent that now, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. We remind you of these notices. The evening service this evening will be again recorded, and so we invite you to listen in to the recordings at 6 o'clock this evening. But we will pick up again in gathered worship on Wednesday, of course, this coming Wednesday at 7 p.m. in the Mechanics School of Arts building, 280 Pitt Street. Then, God willing, on the 11th of April, the Lord's Day, the 11th of April, we will be recording the morning service and the afternoon service, 4:30 p.m., held again in the Mechanics Arts building. You should all have, by this time, received information concerning these varied times and places for worship. So these are the meetings, God willing, that we hope to have. We welcome visitors with us, and we remind you, if you wish to contribute to the work of the gospel in our midst, then you can do so according to the directives of our treasurer, Mr. Steele. These are the notices that I have, and we will leave it at that. So we shall sing now in Psalm number 18, continuing in the psalm, verses 6 to 9, Psalm number 18. In my distress I called on God, cry to my God did I. He from his temple heard my voice, to his ears came my cry. We sing verses 6 to 9, four stanzas, Psalm number 18.